have one bill, so we'll go ahead and begin with the Senate members that are present, which is because Mathis and Cooley. So please begin. Thank you.
All right. Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. Today, I'm here presenting AB 1542, a bill which will preserve a brain-injured worker's ability to be evaluated by a physician specifically trained to do so. AB 1542 will amend the Labor Code to allow the Division of Workers' Compensation to continue to make available the services of neuropsychologists to those who suffer concussions and traumatic brain injuries in a work-related injury. This is an urgency bill because the division is currently in the process of adopting regulations to drop neuropsychologists as QMEs, meaning those who suffer these head injuries will not have access to the physicians best trained to evaluate their conditions. I personally suffered a brain injury when I was overseas. I know the importance of seeing a neuropsychologist versus seeing just a regular psychologist. This bill, I completely understand where it is. To me, it's if you have a brain injury, just seeing any old psychologist doesn't do it. It doesn't work. They're not trained for it. They're trained for counseling and other things, not looking into the ineptitude, which is neuropsychology. With me today is Assemblymember Ken Cooley, who is a joint author on the bill, and I'm honored to have him on this bill because he authored ACR 48, which determined March of 2015 as Brain Injury Awareness Month, and we also have other industry experts.
Thank you. Before we begin with the next window, we'll go ahead and call quorum. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Mendoza?
Here.
Mendoza here. Stone? Jackson?
Here.
Jackson here. Leno?
Here.
Leno here. We have a quorum.
We have a quorum. Please proceed.
Very good. Mr. Chair, members, I'm pleased to be here in support of this bill. Last session, I was very active on the issue of brain injury, working on the issues of football and how that works. That brought me up to speed in the current state of the science. With respect to this bill, I want to say that neuropsychologists are a very important specialty with specialized understanding. And if someone has a work-related injury associated that would demand that skill set, I think making sure that they have the benefit of the most informed professional opinion to help their recovery makes tremendous sense. I do want to say, therefore, that I think this is a good bill, a very timely bill. Knowledge has expanded a great deal since 1989. It is an odd thing to be amending this particular code section because I was chief counsel of the old F&I committee in 1989, chaired by Patrick Johnston. Our subcommittee was chaired by Burt Margolin in the workers' comp area, and this particular provision was added by a Burt Margolin, Senator Bill Green bill in 1989. I think that the amendment to this bill is consistent with these programs. I think this is an important clarification which will benefit this class of injured worker. And I definitely think it is appropriate for the legislature to enunciate what is the ground rules for how workers' comp operates and how we safeguard the well-being of injured workers when they have a traumatic brain injury.
Other witnesses.
Good morning, Mr. Chair and members. Carl Brackensick on behalf of the California Society of Industrial Medicine and Surgery. We are one of the co-sponsors of this legislation along with the California Psychological Association. If you suffer a traumatic head or spinal cord injury at work, you need to be evaluated by a neuropsychologist. Neuropsychologists are licensed clinical psychologists who have taken extra postgraduate training to specialize in the diagnosis, evaluation, and treatment of brain injuries caused by trauma, oxygen deprivation, tumor, chemical exposure, stroke, cerebral hemorrhage, or cumulative concussions. Whereas regular psychologists deal with mental injuries, neuropsychologists deal with physical injuries to the brain and spinal cord. Brain and spinal cord injuries are most commonly suffered by roofers, law enforcement officers and firefighters, construction workers, ag workers, home health workers, and professional athletes. For the past 22 years, if a worker suffering a brain injury needed to be evaluated by a neuropsychologist, there was a 100% chance that you could get a panel of three neuropsychologists to do that evaluation. Recently, however, the administrative director has proposed regulations that will basically, they will become operative on October 1st. And if this is done, It will move all the neuropsychologists into the regular category of psychologists. There'll be a small group of neuropsychologists and a very large pool of psychologists, and there will be less than a 1% chance that you will receive a panel of three neuropsychologists through this random selection process. Regular psychologists are not qualified to evaluate these entries, as these gentlemen have already indicated to you, but and no one is arguing that they are qualified. It's just the system would not work the way that the DWC is setting up the program. AB 1542 is an exercise of the legislature's authority, constitutional authority, to define the rules for workers' compensation. The legislature will be saying that neuropsychologists are the appropriate physicians to evaluate these injuries. Now, I have to comment because staff analysis recognizes that we do have opposition to this bill. We came out of the assembly unanimously 79-0, but now the Department of Industrial Relations opposes the bill because they claim they only recognize specialties that are recognized by the professional licensing boards. Unfortunately, that policy is erroneous because none of the licensing boards recognize the specialties. It is a misnomer. The Board of Medical Examiners does not recognize medical specialties. The Board of Osteopathic does not. So the opposition is based on erroneous assumption of what the law is. In the case of 1542, it is essential that brain-injured workers receive the evaluation by the right doctors, and this will be accomplished by that. It will be good for injured workers. It will save employers thousands and thousands of dollars, and it'll reduce the workload on the Division of Workers' Comp. It's a win-win-win, and I urge your support.
Thank you. Thank you. Do we have any other witnesses in support?
Mr. Chair and members, Amanda Levy on behalf of the California Psychological Association, proud to be co-sponsors, associate myself with the comments of the assembly members and Mr. Brackensick. We don't want to see access impeded. This is the standard as it has been for over 20 years, and we'd like to continue.
Mr. Chair, Mike Carroll with the California Applicant Attorneys Association, and we also concur in the comments of C. Simpson and strongly urge your support.
Bill, have them moved.
Mr. Chair, Steve Katalica representing the Neurology Society and the Society of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation in strong support.
Thank you. Any others in support? Any in opposition? Seeing none, we do have a motion. Do we have any comments by members? Sure. Senator Jackson.
Yeah, thank you. I know there's opposition, I believe, from the relevant agency, which is frankly kind of disappointing. As we find out more, as we learn more about these traumatic brain injuries and how they are much more prevalent than we anticipated. The head injuries cause significant problems, and we're learning more and more about that. You mentioned professional athletes. How about amateur athletes? How about kids who suffer a concussion on the ball field? And there are significant issues associated with that, I would think, that we would, and not just for purposes of, obviously, for workers' compensation, but we should be acknowledging this is a field that we need to address more robustly than less. And so I hope that the Department of Industrial Relations, I know their argument, I believe, is something about consistency, but the question for me is why hasn't the Board of Psychology created a certification in this area? And I would urge them to consider it. Because I think that this is a whole area. As we learn more and more about the brain, we recognize that it has very profound impacts on our lives and in ways that are perhaps more subtle than many of us know, but certainly those who focus on the brain have that expertise, and for the life of me, I can't figure out why they'd be opposed to it. So I thank you for bringing it, and I hope that the Department of Industrial Relations will reconsider its position. I think it's very short-sighted.
Thank you. Senator Leno.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm in full support of the bill for all the reasons you've already made clear. It seems to me this is just a bizarre change in regulation to suggest that they would no longer be considered qualified medical examiners, in particular because, as our analysis points out, that a neuropsychologist can still be chosen as the agreed medical evaluator. So, and that's chosen from those who are qualified medical evaluators. So it's just an inconsistency. I do have one question, though. Qualified medical examiners, which we want neuropsychologists to continue to be able to be recognized as, their purview is medical legal. So they're not actually doing any medical assessment or treatment as a qualified medical examiner. They would just be doing the legal consequences of medical decisions made. Is that correct?
Technically, yes. The neuropsychologists do a lot of treatment also, but the subject matter of this bill only applies to medical legal issues.
Right.
Yes, sir.
All right.
So I think that's correct, but on that issue, as is the testimony provided, there's actually a physical foundation to the mental condition that calls into being, you know, the relevance of that neuropsychologist. There's actually something organic going on, not just a mental process. So the ability of having people trained to kind of understand the physical relationship of what's going on, the behavior, and have a well-informed opinion on that before you start drawing legal conclusions. It is an evaluation, but it's very much founded in a medical opinion that is recognized, a distinct specialty. You know, if I don't want to have a foot surgeon look at my different medical condition. You want the specialist who knows it to analyze it and draw an opinion.
Very good. Thank you.
Well, seeing that there are no more questions, we're going to go ahead and call the roll. But what we do, and thank you for bringing the bill forward. I think it's very important that we continue to provide this service to some of our injured workers here. I think the specialty speaks for itself, and I appreciate the work that you're doing. And with that, we'll go ahead and call the roll.
The motion is due pass to appropriations. Mendoza?
Aye.
Mendoza, aye. Stone? Jackson?
Aye.
Jackson, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Leno, aye. Mitchell?
Aye.
Mitchell, aye.
Great. We're going to leave the roll open for an additional add-on, and appreciate your work you're doing.
Thank you. And thank you for all the hoops you jumped through to be here
today. Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. is out on a 4-0 vote. Thank you. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.